Hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Samech. We are here at the bottom of Nun Testament Bay's last line. We have been talking about different issues in Kriyas HaTorah, priorities on Aliyos, Kohanim, Levim, etc. So we continue with the following Shiloh. Last line in Nun Testament Bay's Shalach Lulei B'nei Glilah L'Rabbi Chalbo, they asked the following people in the Galil, asked the following Shiloh to Rabbi Chalbo. Achareihen mi korin, after the Kohanim and the Levim, who gets to read? Meaning, is when you have a bunch of Yisraelim, is there an order that you give the aliyahs to this Yisraelim? So, interestingly enough, we'll have a biyade. Right, you did not know the answer. I always like to point out that it takes real humility. Right, only real Talmid Chachamim can admit when they don't know something. People are very hesitant to say they don't know stuff. But anyway, Rabbi Chalbo said, "I don't know." So, also b'shem the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha of Amalei. So they went to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and they said to him, "Achareihen." Current Talmid Chachamim Mamurim Parnasim Al Tzibur. They bring Talmid Chachamim who are in charge, right? They bring the leaders, right? As we very often do, bring the Rav and the Rav in the neighborhood and the Rav that's visiting, etc., who are leading the congregation, leading the Tzibur. Current Talmid Chachamim Rim Lamona Lamnosim Parnasim Al Tzibur. And after that, people who could theoretically do it if they weren't, behind. The other Rav, right? Other Talmid Chachamim who could theoretically be there. V'acharim, and after that, B'nei Talmid Chachamim, there's children, Shavosei Mamunim, Parnas Mal Tzibur, right? The leader's children. V'acharim, Roshei Knesios, V'cholotam, after the Roshei Knesios, and then everybody else. Roshei Knesios, Pashas is either the Gabbai, or the people, in charge of the shul, or whatever. doesn't mean they're over the shul, because right, we already covered him. Right, V'cholodim, then everybody else. Right, there are other halachos as well. Right, there's Yortzeit, there's Bar Mitzvah, etc. But right, not listed in this Gemara. Right, it's brought down in Poskim and Shulchan Aruch, etc. Shalcholi b'nei Galil Rabbi Chalbo, they ask him another shayla. Mahu likros b'chumashim b'beis ha-knesses b'tzibur. Are you allowed to read from a chumash in shul? Now, this doesn't mean the chumash that we have, right? Back in the day, they obviously didn't have a printing press or whatever. What this means is you have a klaf, like we have, a Sefer Torah, but you only have one of the chumashim, Sefer Brashah, Sefer Shmos, Sefer Ikra, written out right in a single klaf, like many shuls have nowadays for like the Haftorahs, right? They have the entirety of Sefer Shmuel, let's say, and they pull it out once in a while through the Haftorah. So what about the Brashah, Shmos, Vayikra individually? So lo hav be'adei, Rabbi Chalbo also didn't know. I guess he was learning other things. Also, Shailu Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, they went back to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who gave them the answer last time. And then, lo hava b'yadei, but he didn't know either. So also, Shailu Beit Midrash, so they went to the Beis Medrash. And they asked the Shailu, and they asked, Upashtu, they have found an answer, Mehad Amr of Shmuel Barnachmeni Amr of Yochanan, from the following. That Sefer Torah, Shechosu Yuri Achas, in Karnbo, they found, they said, the halacha is, that if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing a column, so then you cannot use it. So Gemara says, well, that's not really a good answer because Velohi, it's not really the same. Right? Because Hasar Michser Bemilse, because over there it's missing something, right? You're supposed to have the entire Torah and you're missing a column or a piece of cloth or whatever. But Hacha over here, Lo Michser Bemilse, you're not missing anything. It's just written, right, an entire Sefer Brashos. So what do you do? So Rabbi Verdius, Adonai Tevayo, Ein Korin Bechomash and Beza Kesses, Beshum Kavat Zibor, right? We don't use that nowadays. Right? It's not Kavat Zibor to use that, right? And that's Pashtus, just looking at Rashi over here, does he mention it? Don't remember. Don't remember exactly why it's got not covered at Tzibur, maybe because they should have a full Sefer Torah, etc. Okay, maybe it's not, okay, Viter. Rabbi Rav Yosef, another halacha from Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Hi, Sefer Aftara, right? The Haftoras, right? The Book of Haftoras, also the Mikra Meir Shabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos. Very interesting halacha, right? My time, what's the reason? Lo nitan likasef. They weren't supposed to be written. What do you mean they weren't supposed to be written? That's Torah Shebuchtav, that's Tanakh. So what it means is they weren't supposed to be written like that. Right? You should have, as we mentioned, right, full books of Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Malachim, etc. But you shouldn't have, like we have, written, printed, right, just a book of Haftorahs. Right? You really should use an entire, that's what people are not, but use an entire Tanakh. Right, if you don't have the cloth, right, very often people are makbid not to use the Sefer of Torahs, but you bring a whole printed Tanakh, and that's this Gemara that you shouldn't really read from just an individual like you have at the back of all the Chumashim, you have the Haftorah, you shouldn't really read from that. You should really read from the entire Tanakh or entire Sefer if you have a cloth. Mar Bar Rav Ashi Amar L'Totuli Nami Yosir, he says, not only is it also reading Shul, it's Muktzah, you're not allowed to carry it. My time, the Lo Chazi L'Mikribo, you shouldn't even read from it. Right, you're not really supposed to stuff read it like that, and the Gemara says, "Well, it's not really true." It's not true. You're allowed to read. You're allowed to move it. You're allowed to read it. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would learn Agadatas on Shabbos. What do you mean? It wasn't supposed to be written down. Agadatas, we're going to see. I think it's an Amud Beis that basically you're not supposed to write down certain things from Torah Shalpa. Obviously, nowadays we have the Gemara, etc. But back then, you weren't supposed to write down things that weren't supposed to be written. You're supposed to pass it down. So how could they read those Agadatas? It's Ella rather cave on the Loch Efshar. Didn't work. It's impossible. But again, the Chazal were nervous that these things would be forgotten. So theoretically, they're not supposed to be written. But Eis Lasus Hashem Eferet Torah Secha. And the Pasuk says, when it's Eis Lasus Hashem, when it's time to do something for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes Eferet Torah Secha, we have to be made for the Torah. We have to kind of counteract the Torah. We have to go against the Halacha to make sure that the Torah will be remembered. So Achanami, so too over here, right? Given the left, Eis Lasus Hashem Eferet Torah Secha. So too over here, right? Since back in the day, they weren't able to have entire Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Malachim, Sefer whatever, right? So they had these little Haftarah books. Right, so they said that it's mutter, even though technically they're not supposed to write it down like that. Again, they needed, no printing press, so l'chora they needed to be able to do this, to make sure that they can actually read the Haftarah, right? People didn't necessarily know by heart. Not that people know it by heart nowadays, but okay, either way. Abaye asked the following question from Rabba. Right? Once you're telling me you're not allowed to write in the kind of like parts of the Torah necessarily, what about to teach kids? Right, according to the one who says that Torah Megillah Megillah Nitzna, we're going to see in a second, there's a machlokas, how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah. So one opinion is, it was written down Megillah Megillah, meaning that what that literally means is story by story, right, part by part. So the Gemara says it's a shayla according to that opinion, and it's also shayla according to the one who says that Moshe wrote down the entire Torah at once. So the Gemara just explains, according to the one who says that Moshe wrote it down piece by piece, came to Megillah, the Megillah nitna kosman. I mean, do we say that since Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah down in by parts, right, so then we can do that as well? Odomar maybe came with the dubak yidubak. So since it was already, they're all glued together, so we can't just write a single kind of story that's not going to end up being glued to the rest of the Torah. And say, but you can also ask the following shayla, the previous shayla, laman damar Torah chasumin itna, according to the one who says that the Torah was written all together. Came the chasumin itna, if you say that since it was written all at once, in kosher, maybe we can't write a part of it. Odomar, maybe came into the efshek sivan, since it's not possible, not going to just have each kid walk around a huge sefer Torah. Kids walk around with backpacks big enough as it is, right? So maybe we can, since it's impossible, because as we said before, EF sure, it's not possible. Maybe the Eis Lasus Hashem, right? And we have to do that. So Rabba said back to him, so ain't Kosman. He said, nope. My time was the reason the fish ain't Kosman. Because you can't. Because you can't do it. Even Eis Lasus Hashem, right? Again, you can't write it down, write these books individually. Okay. Eisvei. We asked the following shayla. Af hi asa tavla shel zahav. She also made a tavla, like not a scroll. It's a, I guess it probably means a tablet, not tablet like we know nowadays, but like a writing tablet out of gold. She parses a sota ksuva aleha, which the parsha of sota was written out on it. What does that mean? So what's going on over here? So that's a story about Helene Amalka, who wrote out, right, the parsha of sota, right, on a gold plate, right, that means to give it to the Beis Hamikdash, meaning so that basically what she did was so that she, Zalika, the Kohanim, could then write down, right, part of the, if you remember from Sota, where the part of the halachas of Sota is that the Kohen has to write certain psukim, right, some machokas there in the Gemara, which psukim, but either way, it's part of the things that we erase that in the waters of the Sota, we erase the writing, so that Helene Amalka wrote down, right, this whole parsha on a golden thing, right, so the Kohanim could look at that golden thing and copy, right, because you don't want to have necessarily, a separate Torah rolling around in the Beis HaMikdash, it could get messed up, whatever, it's all this blood, and v'chuli, v'chuli, so she wrote down, so basically they could have something easy to copy off of. So apparently we see that you can write a part of the Torah, right, by itself. So I'm going to be Shimon ben Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Yanei, no, it's Ba'alef Beis. It was an acronym form. It was abbreviations. It wasn't just straight out all the psukim. So Esrei, as the Kasha, the Gemara says, about this about the Kohen writing over the Parsha Sota, Kshu Kosev, Roa V'Kosev, Ma Shekosev B'Tavla. What do you mean? Bryce says clearly he would look at what was written on that tablet that she donated, and he would write down the Parsha. This Kohen says, Ein Aksav Kshekosev B'Tavla. Meaning like it was written, not exactly word for word, but he used it as a guide, and then he would write all the psukim. Okay, so that's another shot. The Brisa says even more mafurish. Kashu kosev, but roa batavla vakosev mashakaz batavla, ma hu kosev batavla, imlo shachav. Meaning he literally wrote what was written on the tablet, on this golden tablet. It says, you're right. No, it was skipped around, meaning that, yes, they wrote a couple of words out, but then the rest of it was written in acronym and abbreviation. So it wasn't like the entire parsha. It just started like each imshachav and loshachav, and then there was like, you know, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, whatever it was, the acronyms and the abbreviations for the rest of the parsha. The Gemara says, Kitanai. This is actually, this Rabbi and Rabba, this discussion whether you can write down, right, a chelik, a portion of the Torah, so then that is actually a machokas Tanai. Because the Brisa says like this, Ein kosum megillah latino glislamidva, vimdert ala ashlam mutter. Person, the Tanakam says the person is not allowed to write part of the Torah for a kid, even to teach him, right? But if you're going to finish the entire Torah, which, you know, makes sense, if you're teaching gracious, you might as well start a Sefer Torah, right? Get most of it done. And when they're done learning from it, you can continue and finish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, I jumped the gun a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bebracious Adorah Mabel. But the Torah is Kohanim, Ad Vahiba Yom HaShlish HaShmini. Right? But if you're doing gracious, you have to write the full parsha, right? The full parsha, apparently the entire brachos. You don't have to get the whole thing. You have to get through, the beginning of brachos, which is up until Avraham Avinu. So that's until the Dor HaMavel. And in Vayikra, you have to go up until Ayin Bashmini, right? That's the halachos of korbanos. So according to Tanakama, right? The only thing, right, the stipulation here is that you have to intend to finish it. You have to finish the Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can write entire units from the Chumash, as long as it's one entire unit. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Binah. Rabbi Binah said it like this. Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitzna, again, this is our Machlokas. So how was Moshe writing down the Chumash, right? Ironically, it can't be, for example, that what nobody says is that, you know, Moshe was sitting there on Har Sinai writing out about what happened with the Meraglim and Korach, and obviously he didn't know it was going to happen. Wait, that stuff, that's for sure not true. But the question is, did he write it as he went, or did he write the entire Torah at the end? So that's a Machlokas Tanai. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Binah, Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitzna, the Torah is written piece by piece. Shana Maris Pasik says, and then based on Psukim, Aza Marti, Hine Basi, Megillah Sefer, Kazo Elai. There's a Megillah Sefer written about me. And so again, that's in that Megillah Sefer. The Torah is written by Megillahs, right? It was a Megillah Sefer, right? Written to a bunch of Megillahs put together, meaning that Moshe wrote it piece by piece. Rav Shimon Lagash Omer, Torah Chasum, and it's not Rish Lagash says, no, it was all written down at the end. Shana Maris Pasik says, Lakoch, Hasefer, Torah, Hazet. Should be Hazet, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, should be Hazet. Okay. Fine. Ksiv Lekoach. Okay, so what does Rei Yochanan do with that pasuk of Reish Lagish? So Hulu Basar Deidbak, he just means that, okay, that refers to after it was pieced together, right? Right. Torah Hazet implies it's one, like this book, right? This single book. So what do you do with that? So, okay, after it was all glued together, whatever, it was, you know, tied together, I guess, with Gidim, so then that's what it means. I vidach namik sib sefer kasuv alai. Megillah sefer kasuv alai. So what does Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Hahu, the kol haTorah kula ikri Megillah. It just means that the entire Torah is called a Megillah. The chtiv, v'yomer elai ma'ani ta'roeh, v'yomer ani roeh, Megillah afa. That's pasuk in Zechariah, that he was looking at a flying sefer Torah. Right, he says, so the Torah is called Megillah. Okay, meaning not to say that it was necessarily written Megillah, Megillah, that it was written, you know, piece by piece. Inami, or you could answer, like Dom Rabbi Levi said, Shmona Parshios Nemar B'Yom Shehukam Bo Mishkan. There were 8 Parshios given to Moshe Rabbeinu on the day that for the Chunukas HaMishkan, because people, they needed to know these halachos. These halachos became immediately relevant. Eluhein, Parshas of Kohanim, obviously Kohanim had to serve in the Mishkan. Parshas of Levim had to serve in the Mishkan. Parshas Tameim, he can't be Tamei in the Mishkan, so they had to come in and out. Right, that already he's talking, a reference to Rashi says, a reference to the people to bring the Korban Pesach. because they were tame, etc. Okay, because that was shayach. Parsha shiluch tameim, kicking the people who were tame out of the machana. Okay, then parsha sachremos, avodah yom kippur, which is right after, right, obviously, another Aviyu died, which is also what happened on that day, right? The chanukas hamishkan. Parsha shtoyayin, the fact that kohanim cannot drink wine and do avodah, which is also, right? But one of the opinions as to what another Aviyu did wrong. Parshas Neros, the halachos of Baaloscha, of lighting the menorah, right, and Parshas Paraduma, right, making people who are tamei tahor, right, that obviously was necessary. So you do have. You could say that Megillah Sefer, that's only referring to those parts because those were written specifically, right, because you needed them, right, and then kind of Moshe filled in the rest of it at the end. Am Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says Torah wrote, very interesting phrase. Torah wrote bichtav umiyat alpeh. The Torah is mostly Torah shebichtav and minimally Torah shebalpeh. Shinamar, as Bozik says, right, Echtov lo Rabbi, or Torah C, I'm not sure, Kamozar Nechshavu, or Nechshavu. Maybe Nechshavu, whatever. What does that mean? What is that? Mostly Torah Shevachtav, mostly Torah Shevachtav. Right, so Rashi says, doesn't mean exactly how you think. I would have thought it means like just majority, whatever. No, it means Rov Bechtav means that most of the Torah is Tolui B'Medrash Shaksuv the Midrash. Right, we darshan out again. We think of most of the Torah being in Torah Shebal Peh because the Gemara is massive. That's true. But what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is darshaning out different sources for halachos, like we just did. We quoted all these psukim. So what he means is most of the Torah is found in Torah Shebichtav. Right, and then when he says Minut Baal Peh and only a minority, a small amount, is Torah Shebal Peh, what does that mean? It doesn't mean the Gemara. It means Moshe Nemar Al Peh, that it was halacha Moshe Misinai, that it was given to Moshe without any basis in the Chumash. Right, so that's what Rabbi Lazar says, and that makes a lot of sense because you know almost always the Gemara is darshaning out psukim to teach us different halachos. Rabbi Yochanan says actually not really. Rov al peh umiyut bichtav, that it's mostly al peh, and the minority, right, is bichtav. Now it doesn't mean that would seem to make sense according to how we originally understood this phrase, but according to how we understood it afterwards, it makes almost no sense. Right, again, if you're telling me that the whole discussion is, and what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that most of the Torah is found, most of the halachos are found in the Chumash, and the Gemara simply darshans that out, and there's just very few halachos Moshe Mitzinai. Well, yeah, that's true, right? Most of the halachos, right, are just found in Psukim, right, in Drashos, and Yud Gimel Midos, Yotzon, and Dreshen Bahem. How could you tell me, right, that most of them are Torah Shebaal Peh? Or that, so basically, the way you understand it is that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that Moshe had to darshan them out for himself. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Yigimel Midos, however many ways you can darshan out the Torah, there are more than that, but whatever. And what it means is that Moshe had to do all the heavy lifting himself. So, meaning that it really was passed down from one to the next, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't necessarily show Moshe all the drashos, right, and he had to do all the work, so that means that it'd be Ruv al Peh, and that he had to figure it out on his own. Okay, either way. Shneimar Pasuk says, Ki al pi advarim ha'ila, fine. V'idach nami ay, what about Rabbi Yochanan, Aksiv, Echtov lo Rabbi Torasi? Right, it doesn't say Echtov, I mean, I'll write down, I mean, it seems to imply, right, Rabbi Elazar's Pasuk says, it seems to write, imply that everything is written down. So the Gemara says, that's a pasuk that's kind of, it's a rhetorical question. Like, I wrote down all this stuff. I wrote down all this stuff, and the end of the pasuk is, halo kumozar nechshavu, but yourself made, right, as if it was a zar, as if they're not, you know, as if they're a zar. Zar is, what's the word? Ish zar is like not Jewish, is not like a, I don't know, not related to it. They're strange and foreign is one of the words, like a foreign agent or something like that. So meaning they made themselves as if they're not shayach to the Torah whatsoever. V'idach nami ay, Rabbi Elazar says aktiv al pit devarim ha'ila. What about Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk that seems to write that the Torah, most of the Torah was not written down al pi, right? Al pi devarim ha'ila, through mouth, through passing down from one to the next. Hu mishum kifei the migmarinu. That's simply because, as you're saying, that the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made is through the Alpi, is through the limit of Torah Shebaal Peh, but is that, it means because it's very difficult. Meaning that Torah Shebaal Peh is tough, right? Like we're here, we're learning Daf Yomi, we're putting in the effort, not so pashut, and that's why the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make with us would be through the Torah Shebaal Peh, because we really need to kind of put in our efforts to kind of really understand it. Torah Shabbat Yehuda Bar Nachmani Miturgamani, the Rabbi Shem Beglakish. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani was Rabbi Shem Reish Lakish's Miturgaman. He was his kind of translator and speaker, etc., like his loudspeaker, a loud megaphone. Like I said, we passed last night, we passed a big rally, people screaming things on the megaphone, right? Can you imagine? Right, so Yehuda Bar Nachmani was Reish Lakish's megaphone. Ksiv Pazik says, Ksov Lachad Sadvar Ma'ila, right? Uksiv Ki Al Pi Advar Ma'ila. Right, again, you have Ksov Lacha, right? You have write down, and Al Pi, right through, right? P is, right, oral transmission. So Haketzad, how does that work? So Devarim Shoktav, Yetar Rishay La'om Rumal Peh. This is the drasha we alluded to earlier. Things that are written down, you're not allowed to say Bal Peh. You're not allowed to give one to the next. You have to write them down. Devarim Shal Peh, but Devarim Shal Peh, Yetar Rishay La'om Rumal Bichtav. Things that you have to pass down, Torah Shal Peh, you're not allowed to write down. Right, and that was the discussion we had right on the Malal, Friday, Islas was Hashem, if you're Torah Secha, etc. Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Eila, right? Eila atakosev iatakosev alachos. Meaning these, meaning when the Brisa says, right, these, you have to write down this, right, this Torah Shabbatav you can write, but you can't write down any halachos that are from Torah Shabbatav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, that's the way he phrased it. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, lo karaz kosh baruch hu brisim Yisrael, el bishvil dvarim shalapah. Right, again, as we said before, we the pasuk says that a kosh baruch hu made a bris with Am Yisrael through the dvarim shalapah, through the Torah Shabbatav, shenamar, as the pasuk says, ki al pi advar ma'ila karaz itcha bris ves Yisrael. Okay, good. Yeah, two dots. Weiter. We had said the Mishnah, Arvin Beis Yoshan Pnei Darkei Shalom. You should make the Eruv in the same place because of Darkei Shalom. That was one of the things we listed in the Mishnah. Leave the Eruv Chatzeros, right? If you have a bunch of houses in a Chatzer, you want to be able to carry in the Chatzer, so you put an Eruv in the house, and you should leave it in the same house. My time, what's the reason? If it's because of Kavod, you don't want to move it around, and the first guy's going to be upset. There's this Shipura, this shofar. Rashi has two days over here. Whether it was a shofar that they would blow in Erev Shabbos to make sure everybody knew Shabbos was coming, or it could be a shofar of tzedakah, right? What's the cornucopia? Like that's like some sort of shofar of tzedakah. Okay, either way, but they had this shofar. The Haba Meikar Be Rav Yehuda was originally Rav Yehuda's house. Ulusof Be Rava. Then went to Rava's house. Ulusof Be Rav Yosef. Ulusof Be Abaye. Ulusof Be Rava. Right, they made the rounds. Right, they moved it from Rav to Rav. So apparently, we're not choshish for that. So it's no, we're concerned for a chshad. Right, everybody's used to seeing an eruv in apartment number 2's window, and if you move it around. And people are going to think, oh, there's no Erev here. People are carrying, oh my gosh, or Rechman al-Tzlan, right, Chil Shabbos, or Chil Derabbanan, whatever. So we don't want to, we want to leave it in the same place. Right? Leave the menorah in the same window, right, every year, right, so people shouldn't think. Okay, anyway, invite it. Bor Shukar of La'ama, right, we said if there's a river flowing, and different people have different type of boros, that's like a, not a pit, but it's like for drinking water. What's the word? I don't remember. Okay, either way, that depends on who's closest to the river, right? Should get it first. Right? And there's a machlokas over here. The Gemara says, Itmar, who said, Beinahara, right? If you have a similar case, right? If you have people, farmers who are using a river, right, to kind of irrigate their fields. So Rav Amar Tatai Shasu Maya Beresha, Shmuel Amar Eloi Shasu Maya Beresha. Right? Rav says the people who are the fields that are farthest away have first dibs on the water. Shmuel says no, the people who are closest, I guess, to the source of the water, the way the river is flowing, so they get first dibs. So the Gemara says, but the Mezel Kuliyam Ol Pligi, if the river is the kind of flowing, if it's really moving, right, if it's a strong, big, massive river, Hudson River or whatever it is, Yardane in many places. So no, nobody, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's really fine. We're not concerned, right, that we're going to lose out here on some of the water. Right? It's flowing. That's fine. Kipli b'miskar v'eshkui. The case is, no, the machokas is, that when you need to dam the river, right, that you need to dam the river so that the fields next to it will get enough water. Shmuel amar Eloi shosu mai v'resha, the amri anan makrivina. That's right. Shmuel says simply, right, hey, we're closest. You know, okay, this thing's for you. I'm sorry, but we need to, make sure that water goes to us. Rav Amar Rav says no. Tatai Shasu Mai Beresha. The people who are farthest away get first, right? Have first dibs, not first, but have can decide what to do with this river. Right? Dami Nara Kepashte Leizal, because they can say, okay, let the river just go. Right? Just don't block the river until it gets to us, and we'll figure out what to do with it. But by that time, where you've gotten enough water, right, for your fields. It's not within the Mishnah. 1 second, hold on. But our Mishnah says, Bora, similarly, right, Bora, Karuv, La'ama, Mismali, Rishon, Pindarki, Shalom, that the guy who had the first water pit closest to the source, that he gets to fill his pit first. Because Darki Shalom, because what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, block that guy's pit. That's not fair. There's going to be all problems. So talk about Shmuel, Libidirav, Ba'ama, Mithalakas, Abiboro. Yeah, okay, so fine. It's a Besedis. So the case is where the Shmuel would just understand that, right, for Rav, meaning that even though this Mishnah is like Shmuel, but he would say in Rav Shita, right, that case is where the water is just flowing. Like we said, Kuliyam al-Pligi, everybody agrees. The water is just flowing and flowing and flowing. You don't need to worry about, right, who gets water first? The Gemara says, okay, but well, if that's the case, where everybody's going to get plenty of water, so you don't need to tell me that. Right, that's obvious, right? Who cares? Like, you don't need to tell me that this guy gets water first. Okay, the whole river, it's a Hudson River. It's not slowing down. So Gemara says, right, that's the question. Who cares? So Ma'ad Tema, you might have thought, Matsu Amilei Sochar Miskar Ve'ashki Behindra. You might have thought that you have to tell him to stop up and kind of close off the pit, and so the water can just flow through. Kamashmalan, no, we're not allowed to tell him necessarily to do that. Okay, let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll do the stories tomorrow. Right, Amar Rav Huna bar Tachlifa, and Hashdol Itmar Halacha Hilchaza. Right, now that we don't have the Halacha, right, lo kamar, we're not sure, we're not passing Rav Shmuel Kol De'Alim Gvar. We imply the Halacha or the concept of Kol De'Alim Gvar. Whoever is stronger can kind of win the battle. Okay, we'll go fight you on the Hedigashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.